heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by Subway. We sell delicious sandwiches that you will like, and you should get one. Subway. So much sandwich.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
So, Jerry, a long time ago, when this organization was just getting started, Rally Point, we had the guys on, had the founders on,
yep.
And they had a great idea. It was going to be, I mean, just for lack of a better phrase, it was going to be like the LinkedIn for veterans and active duty military and their families.
And in my opinion, they were really forward thinking.
Yeah.
And maybe at the time, a little bit ahead of them, everyone else.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, because just to have that idea to connect veterans with veterans in the business community just sounded great.
Sure.
Well, it was a great idea because now they're at about 1.3 million members to Rally Point. And their CEO, Dave Gowell, is with us here. Dave, how are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Man, this is really exciting, and it makes me happy to see how far you guys have come with Rally Point.
We can say, hey, we knew you win.
Yeah, we knew you win. Absolutely. And now, Dave, you've been there about a year and a half. Is that right, CEO?
That is correct. It was the founders and the board that had brought me in after we hit that growth curve and wanted to make sure that we were thinking about our scale and really building the relationships with all the great organizations out there that want to work with veterans and the military population.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You've brought together all these different partnerships, and it has become much bigger than just a LinkedIn for veterans, hasn't it?
It has. And in fact, a really good way to think about the platform that Rally Point is today is, although it was started as more of a professional interest, our members turned it more social. And so when you get into Rally Point, just go into rallypoint.com and you create your profile, you'll notice that as you build that military profile, you're shown more content, more organic discussions from other members like you, or very well maybe people you served with or are serving with, that are talking about those many unique milestones throughout the military lifestyle that we need probably more specialized peer support and discussion than you might find elsewhere.
And the subjects, the things members talk about, I mean, there's some very open, honest, and frank discussions.
There are, and a lot of that is based on the trust that our members have in the site. So when you come on Rally Point, not only can you build a profile, but you can also verify your service. And when you do that as a veteran, retiree, or currently serving service member, you get a little designator on your profile that says you've been verified. And you can block people who are not verified from seeing your name. So that's why when you're on the site, you might see Staff Sergeant Anonymous said this. And you can see the organic discussion. You just can't drill into their profile and see who's saying it. But what that does, it generates a lot of natural conversation ranging everything from transition to leadership. Humor is big. We have a lot of people sharing good jokes that only those of us in the military might really appreciate. But as well as post-traumatic stress, anxiety, suicide. All these things are part of our military community and the broader military community. And in Rally Point, people get to share at scale.
Now, the demographics, it's easy to make an assumption that your largest demographic is the post 9/11 veteran. That could be, or it probably is a safe assumption. I don't know. But how widespread, how big is the demographic? It's just not narrowly focused on post 9/11, is it?
Great question. No, it's not. We are in no way discriminatory against any conflict, any age, any service record. In fact, one of the really interesting things about Rally Point is we have over a million uniques that come into the site every month. About 75-80% of that is on mobile traffic.
Wow.
There are a majority of junior enlisted members that are engaging on the site, largely because that's what the military is. The military is mostly a lot more E5s than O5s or O10s.
Sure.
And because we reflect the demographic of the military, you get all types of discussion and really authentic discussion. So, one interesting thing is you'll notice when you get on Rally Point and you see the conversations, we actually award influence points to people who get voted up by their peers. So if you're demonstrating good conversations, you answer questions, you help people, then those people have the chance to vote you up. And what's cool is even though the majority of our site are the younger demographic that are consuming our platform on their mobile devices as they're moving around wherever they go, a lot of those influencers that earn the most points are your retired sergeants major, colonels, E7s, people who have a lot of experience, and they want to give that experience and help people. So it's a really cool thing to see intergenerationally as we look at all the data and really try to help connect our members to those individuals and organizations that can be helpful to them.
Yeah, what's great about it is what I've noticed, and you've just mentioned it, is your influencers. A lot of other platforms, someone may make a statement or offer up a question, and then they just leave themselves open for all kinds of abuse,
attacks,
all kinds.
Right.
But there's a lot of respect coming forth on your site where people, if they respond, they'll say, sir, yes, sir,
right.
No, sir. Respectfully, sir, I disagree.
So, and Dave, I want to ask you about the influence points. I'm not totally on board with what that is. Is it kind of like a Yelp review? Is it another point toward credibility? What are the points?
Yeah, so as you interact in the site, the easiest way to earn influence points is by voting someone else up. So if you join Rally Point, you create your profile, and you go see someone that adds good content and or helps somebody or says something really valuable, you can press the vote button on the discussion, and it'll give you 3 points saying, hey, thanks for contributing to the community and letting us know who's creating good content. On the same token, if you create if you ask a question of the community and lots of people engage and answer and comment and they vote that up as well, then there's different gates. So if you have 50 people that come on, you get voted up with a whole badge system. So there's essentially a program inside Rally Point that is designed to give points to good behavior and allow people that, again, we do have lots of people on the site, so sometimes people don't behave like they should. And we also have dozens of site administrators who look at the content, and if there's anything that's racist or obscene or any way outside the guidelines of the platform, which mirror the guidelines of what you'd expect in the military.
So
that
Jerry's out.
Gets pulled down, the member gets notified of why it was pulled down.
Well,
so,
Randy was asking.
So Jerry's out.
And in turn, Randy was asking that question because he's trying to figure out if he had enough points, if he would win a year's worth of TV dinners.
I thought the TV dinner thing would be. Hey, we were talking to David Gowell. He's the CEO of Rally Point. And you guys just had one of our guests join the board, huh?
Yes, so we're very excited to have a number of announcements there. So it was earlier this year that retired VA Secretary and Procter & Gamble CEO Bob McDonald joined our board. And it was just last week, I think, I announced on another show that we had been invited to that he has now become chairman of the board. And Secretary McDonald is an incredible American who cares so much about the military population.
Well, it says a lot about Rally Point because this guy could have done anything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not going to attach himself to any schlack outfit.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And there were a lot of organizations that wanted him to be a part of their deal.
Man, that's really a.
That's a big feather in your cap there with Bob McDonald.
Yeah, thank you for recognizing that, and it's both a privilege and a responsibility. As like you mentioned, there's a lot he could do, and on all our conversations, where we talk to customers and VSO partners alike, he references our scale and that we don't just serve one segment of the military community. We care about the currently serving forces, veterans. We care about the family members, the caregivers, all those people out there that might benefit from the reach and scale that Rally Point provides. So it's awesome having him involved. I drink lots of coffee these days to keep up with him as he's coming out of the VA, just the remarkable experience there. it's something that we're thrilled to have, and you know, more will be coming out about all we're doing with him and all those relationships very soon.
Hey, Dave, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Dave Gallo from RallyPoint.com right here in the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. I love this. Rally Point. They've exploded.
Oh, Jerry. Man. Unbelievable.
These guys are incredible. Dave Gall is the CEO, and he's on with us right here in the National Defense. Hey, Dave, did you we were talking about Rally Point. Did you say there are 200,000 conversations going on now?
So there are, and those are wow. We're having 10,000 discussions every month.
That's incredible. And it's a wide array of subjects. You know, I'm just looking at the website and stuff on adoption, I mean, all these different things. But Dave, if you will, let's kind of go back to the beginning of Rally Point and kind of focus on the business level of this in terms of veterans coming to Rally Point and getting jobs and connecting and networking and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'm absolutely happy to. So, Rally Point as an organization is a tech company. We are very focused on providing a user experience to our members for free. We don't want our members to pay a dime, as they're in harm's way. They're transitioning. They're in the VA getting health care. So our business model is predicated around the idea that if you come to Rally Point, go to rallypoint.com, create your profile. We don't want you to pay a dime as a member. We work with amazing companies, companies like USAA, Columbia University, Northeastern University. There's a lot of great organizations out there that want to attract a certain type of a military service member or veteran to work with them. And so those are the organizations that ultimately fund what we do and are funding our growth, because the trust we earn from our members allows us to partner with these great customers and ultimately help us to bring great services and tons of great veteran service organizations on the site. Notably, given everything going on in disaster relief space, you'll notice Team Rubicon all over. And we're proud that our members are volunteering, they're donating, and we actually just had the COO of Team Rubicon on Rally Point for a live Q&A yesterday. Daily crews to talk about what they're up to and helping out the tragedies that are occurring around the world.
And so, Dave, what about a little bit about your background? Tell us about what you've done.
Yeah, happy to. So I'm an Army guy. I graduated from the Party School of West Point, New York in 2002. I picked up my Ranger tab shortly going to, before I got to Iraq as my first really real job in the military. I was a platoon leader in Iraq for an OIF-1. We were part of that group that didn't expect to get extended and did. And I was incredibly fortunate to bring my whole platoon home. And so I had a very typical military experience to start, and where I was given an incredible gift that I certainly am appreciative of is that my last active duty role was teaching leadership at MIT in the ROTC program.
Oh, wow. Hey, Dave, listen, man, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for what you're doing at Rally Point. It's clear that they have the right man in charge, and hopefully we can have you on a regular basis and see how you guys are doing.
Well, you are too kind, and anything I can do to tell the great work that our team is doing here for our incredible members, I'm always available, so don't hesitate to reach out when I can be helpful.
RallyPoint.com, Dave Gallo. Thank you so much, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, Dave.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Jerry, I'm just back from the most patriotic place on earth.
Yep, you are. Branson,
Missouri. Missouri, Silver Dollar City, does something for veterans every single day. They got the corn dogs.
Did you see Tony Orlando?
Tony Orlando was not there this year.
Oh, man.
Mickey Gilley was there. But there's a lot of great stuff.
If I couldn't see Tony.
I know. It was tough. Anyway, we got a couple of great interviews coming up. Our trip to the most patriotic city. Don't sing in America. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and here in Branson on our world tour. And this is, we talked to a lot of veterans that have been discharged and are kind of transitioning out to another line of work. But this is quite a story. We're here with Janice Martin, and she transitioned out to become the headliner at a show in Branson. That's a new one, Janice. Were you kicked out of the Army for multiple personality disorder?
Well, if you haven't seen the show, that might not make sense to our viewers or listeners. But, no, I have an honorable discharge. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, you go through costume change. I mean, you're the fastest costume change I've ever seen in my life. How many characters do you do on stage?
Seven.
Seven, yeah. Seven that I saw. I mean, you know, maybe you do more, you know, after the show's gone. But, I mean, it's really a great show. And it's kind of difficult to describe. So it's a violin aerial acrobatic show.
Well, it's I call it a magical musical and aerial extravaganza, yeah. Because magical, we have a magical illusionist. He's one of my characters, right. Who's a virtuoso pianist and also a magical illusionist. So along with his flying fingers, he's got a flying piano. Musical, because we have a lineup of talent that's a pretty wide range of styles, ranging from rock, country, pop, jazz, even a little classical. And, of course, we have our comedian, Hugh Heffer. He's not to be confused.
Hugh Heffer. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of something for everybody in this show. And I want to find out about your military background. So, you know, you're a daughter of a pastor, and then you studied violin and piano and other instruments?
I played around with a lot of instruments. I played trumpet, actually, in high school and fooled around with a lot of instruments. But I went to school seriously to study violin. But I love piano and I love voice, and I kind of couldn't just quite give it up. I actually had an injury. I got tendonitis in both arms, so I could not play violin. So I studied voice, and I was really serious about being a singer. And I went to Indiana University first, which has, believe it or not, an amazing opera department along with a great music department. And then I went to Juilliard School in New York City, and but I just majored in violin, but I kept playing all these other instruments the whole time I studied.
So how'd you get to the Army?
Well, believe it or not, right after I was graduating from Juilliard, I was looking for sort of the right opportunity, so I joined the Army. They paid off my student loans. That was kind of my original motivation.
That's smart.
But it was a really tremendous opportunity. I did 3 years, and I was able to be in the Army band. I auditioned for the Army band actually first before I joined. And so I was in Pershing's Own, which is located in Washington, D.C., Fort Myer in Arlington, actually.
And for the people who don't know, the Army band is an incredible group of musicians.
It really is. Yeah. They get the cream of the crumb, right, from a lot of place things. And it's not a traveling band. We played in the White House, the State Department. We did a lot of the official functions. And you have to have White House security clearance, so it's kind of a top-ranking thing, mm-hmm, to hard to get into. And I felt like...
Were you the only aerial acrobat in the band?
I was not an aerial acrobat at the time.
Oh, really?
I really wasn't. I've always done things like gymnastics, and I was a cheerleader in high school, but I never took any of that seriously. I danced just for the pure pleasure of, I love to dance. But it was far after all of that. I mean, I actually think my Army training helped, because I had to do push-ups and pull-ups and, right, sit-ups, and I got in far better shape of my life because of basic training. And it just kind of put me on this path of, you know, being motivated. And I was very inspired by being in the military and by some of the people who I was surrounded by. So
you're incredibly talented and obviously a great athlete. And, you know, the things you do at the end of the show is incredibly touching. I mean, you honor the men and women of the military. You play every single song for every branch, theme song, and then they stand up and you recognize them in the audience, which is fantastic, and not a lot of people do that anymore, so thank you for that.
Well, it's an honor to have veterans in our audiences. I am so blessed to be in Branson, I feel, and I think that the tradition of God and Country here is really outstanding, and I've certainly been influenced by Branson and the other shows as well, so I can't take complete credit for all of that. I really learned a lot. I was at the Branson Bell before, and I got to really really get a good flavor for what Branson's about. And I think, especially coming out of a lot of the arts communities that, quite frankly, don't have a lot of respect for the military, I think I have a special place in my heart for recognizing people who are willing to put their lives on the line to help America defend their freedoms and what we stand for.
Well, not only have you done well in Branson, you just received a huge award, right?
Yes, I feel very, very blessed about this. We got Matinee Show of the Year Award.
Wow.
So we're very excited. As a first-year show, it's really a huge blessing.
I mean, it takes a lot to do a show. What was the length of the show today?
It's about a two-hour show.
I mean, that's a lot of material. That's a lot of writing. That's a lot of planning. It's a lot of performing. And you do it all without a net.
Or safety cable.
Yeah.
Well, to be really honest with you, because I play so many instruments and I've developed so much repertoire over the years, it was actually hard to narrow it down to what I was going to play rather than having to beef it up. So, yeah, it really is.
It was originally a seven-hour show.
It was a seven-hour show, yeah. Well, it's a joy to do it. It just is.
Yeah. Well, you're fantastic. And thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for what you're doing for veterans, too. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for what you're doing for veterans. I know you're making quite a big difference.
Great to talk to you. And we are on the world stage right now in Branson, Missouri, and Silver Dollar City, which has been a fantastic place for veterans and their families to visit for many, many years. Joey Thorson is here. Joey, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Great, man. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for talking to us. So you guys do a great job for veterans. In fact, we're getting ready to have the flag-raising ceremony. And talk about that just a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, everybody knows that Branson in general, and then here at Silver Dollar City and our property specifically, it's just, it's built into the culture of a respect and an appreciation for all of our veterans, and not just veterans, but also our active duty service members as well. And here at Silver Dollar City, what we're about to see with our opening ceremony, every morning when we open the park, we start our day here at Silver Dollar City with the raising of the flag, a singing of the national anthem, and we incorporate all the veterans and active duty service members that are here on property at the time. So everyone who walks through our gates who is a veteran, they receive a ribbon, you know, if they would so like to wear that. And it's just one of those things that's so neat to see, because as they walk through the park all day, you know, you go to different places and different parks where people may get a birthday button or something like that, so employees will wish them a happy birthday. But when you see a service member who walks around wearing that ribbon that shows that they're a veteran, it doesn't matter what age they are. You know, that could be somebody who's in their 80s and they're a retired Marine, but you can tell that they're going to have their stomach sucked in and their chest sticking out all day long, because every single employee who runs into them throughout the day, every single guest for the most part, will stop and say, hey, thank you for your service. And that's something that you don't see everywhere. You really don't. And that's not, it's not something that we do or we tout. We wouldn't necessarily be talking about it unless you were asking us about it right now. And it's just, it's what we do, and people appreciate that. But back to the opening ceremony here, all of the veterans that are in attendance here on the square where we are right now, they're invited to participate. And that's one of the neatest things for me. I love to come down.
I'm guessing nobody takes a knee.
No, nobody does take a knee here. But right, so what I'm saying, though, is that we've got, you know, you've got young people in their 20s who, you know, who may be serving currently. You've got folks in their 70s and 80s, and they're standing shoulder to shoulder, and they march down the square here at Silver Dollar City carrying the U.S. flag, and then they get to the flagpole, and then we do our flag raising ceremony here at Silver Dollar City. We have lots of different characters, as it were, who live quote unquote at Silver Dollar City, and our marshal actually calls them to attention, and it's one of just the neatest things to see. I get goosebumps every single morning, and it doesn't matter what the temperature is. It could be 80 degrees outside and you still get goosebumps watching our opening ceremony.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's so cool about veterans in general and active duty military. You're right, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, they're all brothers in arms and sisters in arms, and they take that kind of camaraderie very seriously. So it doesn't matter if you're Iraq veteran, Desert Storm, Vietnam, when you see another brother or sister, you have that instant familiarity, and which is so good, and what you guys kind of foster here at Silver Dollar City. And I think it's great that, I mean, it's kind of the culture of what you guys do, right?
Yeah, that's right. It is part of the culture. And it's not here just at Silver Dollar City. There are other property, the showboat Branson Bell here in town. At every single show, at all of our performances, we play the military service hymns. Yeah. And that's one of the things that's very neat to see, because when we have veterans who ride the showboat, they're not there by themselves. They have their wives, they have their families with them. And it's one of those things that, I'm always really struck by when I see our service hymns played and then those veterans stand up and you can just see it in the looks of the people, the faces of their family, that it truly is a group effort when someone decides to join the military, is that the entire family is affected, and it's something that defines their lives forever, even long after that they've retired. At the showboat, one of the things that we're really proud of is that we provide an opportunity for military reunions to come and have memorial services at the showboat. If a military group wants to come and they want to cruise, we have facilities there where they can hold their memorial services. That's something, we don't do that, we don't charge for that. It's just something that we like to provide that opportunity. And we have dozens and dozens of military groups every year who come to the showboat specifically so they can do their memorial service before a cruise.
So what's the best way for veterans and the listeners of our audience right now to find out and get some more information about that?
I would say the two easiest ways is to go to silverdollarcity.com. You don't have to remember anything that way. You just go to the website and you can look it up, or you can call our groups department at 800-417-7770, and they can talk to you and give you all the details about that.
Joey Thorson, you're good, man. You're good. And you take care of all the veterans groups here, right?
That's right. All of our veterans groups at Silver Dollar City and the showboat Branson Bell, and we love to see them every day here.
Tell me something about these characters that live here. Give me some names. I want to hear some names.
Well,
Grandpa Cratchit, is there a...
You know, I don't actually know their names per se, but you'll know them.
Noel is here. Noel, come on, some of these people that are...
Well, I just saw walk by Deputy Bertie Tweedle. And then we also have the Hatfields and McCoys. They're still feuding.
They're still feuding. They've never given that up.
That's why we have a marshal. He tries to keep the peace. So,
and what's the marshal's name? Just Marshall?
Marshall Hubbard.
Marshall Hubbard.
No, that's wrong. Marshall Tuck.
Oh,
Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. Okay. Marshall Chuck is on duty, so everything should be fine today. No problems with that.
Well, and he'll be happy to deputize you. If you want to join in and fight the bad guys, he'll take you.
You join the posse?
Absolutely.
Now, what about some of the other attractions here at Silver Dollar City? Give me a little bit of a rundown of what people can expect. I mean, obviously, going to the website, silverdollarcity.com, you can find out, but there's everything to do here.
There is. We have 7 world-class festivals, and right now you're here during our National Crafts and Cowboy Festival, where we bring in 125 visiting craftsmen. We have cowboys doing chuck wagon cooking. We have the original Silver Dollar City stagecoach that people, if they came in the 1960s, they might remember as a child riding the stagecoach. Right now you can see it here at Silver Dollar City. But along with our 7 world-class festivals, Silver Dollar City has over 40 rides and attractions, and including next year we have a new attraction, Time Traveler.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you about, because this ride is, all I know is it goes 50 miles an hour.
It's a full circuit coaster, and what that means is while you're riding the coaster, it spins. It's a controlled spin, but we do have a spinning coaster.
I had one of those last night, a very controlled spin.
Did you? Well, this is a ride. It's a double launch. It's the fastest, steepest, tallest full circuit coaster. So we have some world attributes that are from the National Roller Coaster Database. We have a guy that really helps us. We don't just say it. It's actually going to be true.
Well, it's a $26 million investment, Silver Dollar City's part. So, I mean, it's going to be something to really appreciate, huh?
It is. And what's really amazing is if you've been down to Branson, you know, we have hills and hollows. And this roller coaster is built into the terrain. So it's built into the mountain, and you're screaming through trees and the whole bit. It just makes the whole experience just top notch.
Anytime I can go screaming through trees, it's a good day for me. But the guy tried to deputize me a little while ago, and I realized he didn't work here.
Oh, well, then I would definitely turn down that.
It might have been a problem, yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joey, listen, I'm going to let you guys get on with the ceremony. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for everything that you guys are doing for veterans.
Yeah, thank you for being here. We love to have you here at Silver Dollar City.
Good. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. You know, a lot of guys don't start off an interview with the phrase, "I'm in the barn." But when you're talking to Pat Benson, he's usually in the barn. There's a great group of people that are doing some great work for veterans around the Kansas City area here. And War Horses for Veterans. We talked to Pat when they were just starting.
Yeah, how long ago was
it's
that?
Been, Pat, how long ago was that?
2 years ago.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, in 2 years, you will not believe how far they've come.
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah, this is great. War Horses for Veterans. Let people know exactly what you guys do in a nutshell, Pat.
Well, what we do is we fly in. We're local. We bring in veterans from all over the country, the combat veterans, and for a three-day equine networking experience, we're all expense paid. There's no cost to the veterans whatsoever. And for vets that aren't local, we fly them in Kansas City. We pick them up, bring them down the Hilton DoubleTree off College Boulevard. Takes care of all the room accommodations and like Jack Stack case there. Jack Stack takes care of dinner Friday nights, which is awesome, obviously. And then. Then, you know, for the food-wise, Freddy's Burgers and all them, they take care of everything on the food side. And then for the weekend, we bring them in and we teach them from the horse side of things. It's basically like horsemanship 101 for the weekend. Right. And we can go as far as you want with it. But then the other side of it is with the veterans, it's a big family. It's built by combat vets for combat vets. So it's a place for them that they're it's safe and they can really decompress. And maybe a lot of them haven't even, you know, talked or even been around their kind for a long time. And a way to reconnect, and we'll get more into that over the conversation here. I got some amazing stories and amazing things that have been going on.
Hey, Pat, so, you know, people may hear this, and if they're not familiar with horses, they might go, okay, so what do they get out of that? But it's an unbelievable connection for these veterans, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a humbling experience and a very confident boosting experience. And, you know, horses don't judge.
Right.
So, you know, there's something about it. You watch someone working with one of the horses, and the shell just starts chiseling away, and you can just physically watch a transformation happen. Some people say, "Well, what the hell is a horse going to do for me?" And you know, give me this tough guy thing. And I'm like, dude, you qualify. Just get out here. I don't care if you even touch them.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then they'll come out here, and then they're the ones that are like, "Hey, can you give me another horse?" And you watch them. Smile, and a lot of times I'll say I haven't been this happy in a long time. I haven't, wow. You know, this is amazing. Yeah.
I feel your passion, man. Thank you so much for your service and for what you guys are doing, Pat.
It's an honor.
We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.